My next guests are three young men. Two are students at UMass Dartmouth in the engineering department, and one is a grad, I'll call him a graduate of the engineering department, and he has a lot of other titles, but we're going to talk about Frankie Bouchard here in just a moment. But he's here to tell us about a competition coming up on the Dartmouth campus that involves robots about as big as your computer mouse, I'm told.
That's right. Yep.
Frankie Bouchard, the young man's name. Welcome, Frankie.
Thank you very much. I'm Frankie Bouchard. I am the chair of the Providence section of IEEE. And on the 13th of September at the Marketplace at UMass Dartmouth, we're going to have a MicroMouse event. Mr. Phillips was saying, there's a 16 by 16 foot track, a 10 by 10 foot track, and the students are going to take their mouse that they've built, and they have roughly 10 minutes to find their way to the center of the track.
All right, just a moment. We're going to interview others, introduce others. Ben Randall is in his senior year. He's studying engineering at UMass Dartmouth, and Ben is a creator of one of those tracks. Ben, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So as you said, I'm a senior at UMass Dartmouth, and I was the one who constructed the track. So this track is special because it comes apart into different sections. So when students are testing the track, they can have a little bit of section of it, like, because the people who are competing are URI and Roger Williams. So we, an Old Colony High School. So we gave them a section of the track to test their mouse on. So they didn't get the whole track because it's a little hard to move. We gave them a section of the track because it splits apart.
All right. Isaiah Ortiz from Acushnet. Actually, Mr. Randall's from Norwood. And Frankie Bouchard is from Dartmouth. But Mr. Ortiz, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How you got involved in this?
Thank you so much. My name is Isaiah. I'm a senior. I'm dual majoring in electrical and computer engineering in the engineering department at UMass Dartmouth. In terms of the MicroMouse event, I'm dealing more with the actual event management, things like advertising, food, everything like that. So not the mouse itself, but everything that goes into planning the event, getting people there, and getting them excited about the competition.
Frankie, what's the official name of this competition?
This is the UMass Dartmouth MicroMouse competition. Okay. It's brought to you by IEEE, the Providence section. And this competition, we're, like Ben was saying, we're going to have URI, Roger Williams, UMass Dartmouth, and Old Colony High School competing for a trophy and for a chance to move on to the next stage of the heat at MIT.
Okay, so when people think of robots, they think of a lot of different things. But
they do.
You guys know, and I think I know a little bit about it, that robots are not the tin man-like things that walk like this. You know, they can be a lot of different things. And so about the size of a computer mouse.
That's right.
Is pretty small.
It is, yes.
So how do you, I mean, I guess that's the magic of it.
So
right?
Yeah, so generally we're using the PCB that we design as the chassis of the robot, and we bolt the motors right onto that. We're getting away from the 8-bit AVR, and we're trying to get into the 32-bit ARM processors now. So we're using STM32 processors for our mice. I believe Old Colony High School is still using the AVR 8-bit processor, but they'll have a good time going with it as well. It'll work, yeah.
So let's remember, you know, because not a lot of robot experts out there listening. So what's the difference between a 32 and
an 8-bit? Yeah. So it's really the clock speed. So the 8-bit, you can get 8 megahertz or 16 megahertz out of. With the 32-bit, you can go all the way up to 72 megahertz. So you've got quite a bit more speed with every clock cycle.
And him saying speed, it's more like thinking power for the robot. So the robot can make decisions a whole lot quicker and do things a whole lot quicker with a higher clock speed. So it's like thinking power.
Okay. Isaiah Ortiz, when Ben and I first talked, he mentioned he hoped to get 100 people there.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a pretty good crowd, but it's going to involve mostly parents, grandparents, and the like. How do you get average students to get interested in this?
So we're doing a lot of different things. For example, we're advertising on campus in the engineering department. Mm-hmm. I personally am emailing a lot of different schools, a lot of different departments. For example, we've reached out to schools like Bristol Community College, schools like Old Colony. Maybe they have a team competing, but we also want to get the students there interested in getting involved, coming to spectate. In places like Greater New Bedford Voc Tech is a big one in terms of the engineering field. So really just trying to reach out to any of these different schools, any of their engineering departments, because if a student is in engineering, they at least have the baseline for getting interested in these kinds of things.
All right.
Free food doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's the true. Free food that's helps.
Yeah. Free food will help.
Yeah.
That was my next suggestion. So there's a track which Ben is responsible for putting together, and there's things to get people there, and yes, free food certainly does help. Frankie, so how long will this competition take? Do you go start with four teams, eliminate two, then the final two? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so we're starting, we're getting in at 11. From 11 to 11:15, we're just going to have introductions. And then from 11:15 to 12:15, we will be having the first two heats. After the first two heats, we'll break for lunch. And after lunch, we'll come back, have the last two heats, and then time for a tiebreaker. And I believe the president of IEEE Global wants to have a little speak with everybody after the event. So yeah, it'll be maybe, we've planned for about 6 hours. It'll be about 3 hours maybe of actual robots running. And then a lot of networking and stuffing your face with pizza. It'll be fun.
So this engineering stuff, all three of you guys, you love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. I live this. Yeah. Yeah. I've lived it every day. I do this in my free time.
Okay. You know?
I've been doing this since high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ben, how about you?
Always fixing things. Always engineering. Never not. It's something you can't turn off. Something we just always do.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guests are three folks who are involved in a competition which is coming up on, again, Frankie, the 13th?
The 13th of September at the Marketplace at UMass Dartmouth.
Okay, and what time does it start?
It starts at 11 a.m., and it goes until 5 p.m.
And the public is invited.
They are.
The public is invited to come in and see the competition, eat some pizza, see the finals, and go on from there. Okay. So what happens after the winner is determined?
So after the winner is determined, Ben, do you want to take this one?
Yeah. So after the winner is determined, we have secured a spot for the winner of our competition to compete in the MIT competition. So they get to go to MIT and compete for MIT, who was the original founder of this event. In the 70s, they were the first people to actually host this event. So we get to go to whoever wins gets to go to their heat to then see if they can move forward and compete against the MIT people.
This is a global competition.
Okay.
The winner globally is a huge cash prize. Generally, right now, the East Asian teams tend to win. America tends to base their transistors on power, where over there they do speed. So they tend to have faster bots than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, you know, one team from America will go overseas to compete in the final heat, which we have in the in China or Korea. Generally,
those Asian teams are tough to beat.
They are very, yeah. They
just
they
like in Little League baseball.
That's right. Yeah, they put a lot of time into it. They've got a few years on us.
And
unfortunately,
as a quick note, if I may add, I know before we went on the air, we talked briefly about the opportunities you get from going to a school like UMass Dartmouth. This is a great example. By going to a school like UMass Dartmouth, the engineering program there, you get opportunities like this to compete with students from places like MIT. So really great program over there.
So power works, but only so far.
That's right.
What do we do to get more speed in these things?
So as of right now, like I said, we're upgrading to a 46 megabyte clock. We're working our way. So the fastest teams, they use suction to keep them down on the track like they used to do in Indy racing before it was illegal. We initially had hopes to do that, but we're not close to that fast. Right. So our goal now is just to get to the center.
Well, nice to win, though.
Yeah, it would be nice to win. But we're hoping if this is successful, that we'll be able to do this every year from now on.
Yeah. Frankie, do you know what IEEE stands for?
So it's the Hold on one second.
The Institute of Electronics and Electrical and Electronics Engineering.
Being the chair, I should know that. It slips my mind
always,
a little.
You always trust the quiet ones. They know.
Yeah.
Okay. So will there be local prizes awarded?
So
on this date, on the 13th.
Yeah, we'll have awards to give out, and there will be an awards table with awards and ribbon, and we have Isaiah and the planning committee working on what prizes the teams will get, and the winners automatically get a year subscription to the MIT to the IEEE club, I guess, and IEEE corporate, so they'll be members of IEEE after this event.
All right, Ben, do the robots, the mini robots, have to cross a finish line to win or go through obstacles?
Yep.
Tell us about the track.
So the track is laid out in a 16 by 16 grid, and we have walls all over the place. And so the mouse starting doesn't know where the walls are. You have to be able to identify where the walls are and what the best path to the middle of the maze is. You start in one of the corners, and then you try to find your way to the center of the maze. And so the way the track is laid out is there's a circle in the track, so you can't follow one wall to go through the whole maze. You have to be able to make decisions based on what you see in front of you. And before the maze gets... But so I'm going to construct the maze, but before the competition, we're going to cover the maze. So no one at UMass Dartmouth working on the mouse can actually see the maze because that's cheating. So we're going to make sure that we cover the maze so that they can't see it either. But they have to navigate all the obstacles that are in the maze.
How often has the UMass team won this honor?
So this
won the
is,
local competition?
This is the first year that we're doing it.
This is
the first year that the Providence section IEEE is taking part. Usually it's the Boston section that runs it through MIT, but talking with Mr. Jinsoon Wan, he is the curator for the MicroMouse at MIT. He wanted us to start smaller local heats. So our area covers Mass Maritime, Brown, Roger Williams, URI, BCC, Cape Cod Community College. We want them all to be part of it next year. This is the first run, so we're only going to have four teams for the first run, and if it's successful going forward, we'll have all the schools in our area will be able to take part, high schools and colleges the same.
All right, Isaiah.
Yes.
Are these robots, are they hard to build?
Yes, they are. Long story short, all the teams work tirelessly to get their bot running, and I know the UMass Dartmouth team is still in the process of building their bot. It is almost complete. We're very hopeful that it will be able to do very well in the maze. But yes, it is difficult. There's so many different ways you can build these bots, so many different sensors you can use in your designs. So yeah, and again, another challenge and a possible award that we were thinking about is for the smallest bot, a little fun thing to have. So that in and of itself is a challenge because you have to pack as many sensors as you can to get the job done within the smallest possible area.
Okay, one thing I wanted to ask you about the track, then. Is this a IEEE approved track?
Yes.
They all have to be.
Yes, they all have to be a certain standard.
Yep.
And yes, this one is. This one is a little bit different because it's modular. So we can give it out to different people in different sections of people. Different teams can have a section of the track. But it is up to the standards of IEEE.
All right. Frankie, you've already got a job, right?
I do, yes. Okay. I'm the technician for the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at UMass Dartmouth.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Happy as can be there. I worked on a loading dock for years, and I worked full-time nights and went to school full-time days.
Yeah.
And I graduated from UMass Dartmouth in 2023, and I tricked them into hiring me. So
it worked.
I've got a smile on my face every day. I love working with these students. They're some of the best that I've ever met. So it's an honor on my behalf, honestly.
Ben, what do you want to do when you grow out of this mouse robot thing?
Yeah, so some of the next things I'm doing is we have a club called Idea Club on campus, and it's basically a club where people can build whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my next thing is I want to keep with Idea Club and have students be able to build basically whatever they want. So it doesn't have to be focused on one thing. It can be whatever they want it to be.
But beyond that, out in the real world,
yes.
What do you want to do?
So I've been an IT contractor for like 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So that's probably something I'm going to want to keep doing. I really enjoy that. Solving like a problem and then moving on to the next problem. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, very good. We need that. We need those people. I got a problem I'll talk to you about after the show. Isaiah, how about yourself?
So I've been exploring the field of robotics. This past summer, I did an internship at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
Very good.
Working on electrical diagrams for one of their autonomous underwater vehicles called Sentry. And that was very fun. Past the MicroMass competition, I actually plan on doing I'm part of the Honors College at UMass. I plan on doing my senior project for the Honors College on that robot if I can.
Okay.
And then, yeah, beyond that, I plan on going to school more for a master's degree and continuing in robotics.
All right. Well, thank you all three. It's been enlightening. Again, Frankie, give us the time, the date, the place.
So September 13th from 11 to 5 at the Marketplace at UMass Dartmouth. Everybody's welcome to come and look and have some pizza and just marvel at what these students can do because it's pretty amazing.
You're asking, is it free admission?
Free admission.
You can't pay that. Free admission pizza. That's it. Well, Frankie Bouchard has been my guest.
Thank you so
along
much.
With Ben Randall and Isaiah Ortiz. They are affiliated all with UMass Dartmouth, and they are holding this competition on September 13th. So if you'd like to get involved, you can come by, watch the competition. It's going to take a few hours anyway, probably. There'll be one competition, and then there'll be the finals.
Yep.
And in between that is pizza. And you can learn something, I think, about robotics if you go there.
Absolutely.
Will there be people available to talk with?
Oh, yeah, we have.
People who, may not know what they're watching.
Yeah, we're going to. So we'll have some of the higher-ups in IEEE, engineers for life, that will be there willing to, talk about all of the knickknacks and tricks that we're doing to get these robots working.
All of these three helping to organize that robot competition using robots no bigger than your computer mouse. Good luck with this. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Next on Town Square Sunday, it's been a somewhat eventful summer at the Dartmouth Cultural Center. We'll have more when Town Square Sunday continues.